Asia Wine Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. That was Lit B from Vietnam with AOAA, not to be confused with AOA, the K-pop group. Oh, so confusing. On the line to give us a little bit of clarity, perhaps, is Siobhan of Chopsticks and BS, amongst other things. Hi, Siobhan.
Hello.
How are ya?
I'm good. I'm just waiting for tomorrow to come sooner.
All right. Well, we're excited about tomorrow. That's exciting. Yay. Yay for tomorrow.
Yay.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. Everyone get excited. Hump day. I don't know where to go with that.
I had to bring it back to that.
I don't know. Well, because it's a hump day. It's important to acknowledge the hump.
It
without,
is.
Without getting to the hump, we will not get over the hump and get past the hump.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
Yes.
Hey, Siobhan, you've got some news about Chopsticks and BS.
Yeah, so we're making a re-debut.
Coming back after after some time off.
Yeah. That also
that
works.
Better.
I guess it does.
Okay, but anyway, you're back. You're back. Tell us yeah. What's different this
we're
time.
We're back again. Oh, I was going to say. Oh, yeah,
you can do that.
Song. I've stayed with Tabby in Korea for way too long.
Yeah, true. Well, let's provide some the words aren't coming out of my mouth today, Siobhan. I don't know what's going on. Let's provide.
Well, let's help each other.
Yeah. Let's provide some clarity around this. So Chopsticks and BS, I think you guys originally sort of came on every Saturday night about a year ago now, right? Like it was quite a while ago.
No, it was...
Or was it earlier this
November.
Year?
November. November,
getting
December.
Getting close to a year.
I think it was the first week of December.
Yeah.
I mean, December's the 12th month. We're not even halfway through the 8th month.
True. Okay, fine. It was about 9 months ago. Technicality.
Yes.
Okay, but like there was so much content there that people hadn't heard if they hadn't tuned into the start of the show, right? So you had a little bit of time off and you've been really busy on how to chopstick your YouTube channel, and we got a bit behind in the show, so we thought, why not get some best of content together so we can kind of recap what had been happening over the last 9 months.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
Yes, yeah. So if you missed it the first time, you can hear the amazing voices of me and Bridget many more times.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And remind us what kind of stuff you cover on Chopsticks and BS.
Well, it's quite a big range.
Yeah.
Words are really not working today.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just winter.
Why?
Like everything's frozen up.
Yeah, no, I exercised a lot today as well, so I think I'm like a bit tired.
I just ate chocolate brownies.
Brain.
I'm waiting for the sugar to kick in.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
That was really good. Someone made it in the office. It was like crunchy on the bottom and top, but like really gooey on the center.
I'm sure they were tasty, but I'm not entirely sure if it was a good idea for this late into the night.
Yeah. No, I felt like I'm on a high because do you know what happened yesterday? I went to the ATM and there was $50 sitting in it before I got my cash out. And I was like, wow. And then I got back in the car and I said to my friend, what should I do about this? Should I keep it or should I hand it over? And he said, it's bad karma. You got to go to the servo attendant. And give him the $50 in case someone comes back for it. So I did. And I was like, damn, I really could have used that $50. And then today, walking to the studios, on the way here, I found $20. I never find money. And all of a sudden, $50 yesterday, $20 today. What does this mean, Shaz?
So you took the $20 as retribution for not taking the $50?
Kind of. And I bought myself a spinach and ricotta roll on the way.
Okay, my high school had spinach and ricotta rolls as well as sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, that the spinach and ricotta for like vegetarians or whatever.
Yeah.
They had animal fat in them.
No, don't say that.
Exactly. I happily ate them for years. And then I looked at the ingredients. I'm like, it's a lie.
We're off track now, but that's okay. Because that's what happens on Asian Pop Radio. I went to
That's what happens when you talk to me.
We've got this cafe in Melbourne, Don Don, and it's really awesome because you go in there, you order, and it takes about 30 seconds before you get your meal. It's like this massive production line and like throwing all these things together and off you go. So I would always order the curry don thinking it was vegetarian because I had tofu and curry and vegetables, no meat. And then after 3 years of ordering it probably once or twice a week because it was so cheap, someone said to me, you know, you better be careful. Like that the curry probably has like chicken stock in it. So I asked them and they're like, yeah, it's got chicken stock. I'm like, oh my God, you know I'm vegetarian. I order this every single day and nothing else. And I was like, oh, sorry.
I guess they never clarified that it was vegetarian.
Well, true.
They just said it was
true.
Veggie.
I just hate this chicken stock thing. How hard is it to just like cook everything in vegetable stock and then vegetarians get a little bit more luxury?
And vegetable stock does not taste bad. My mom the other day was like, oh, you should be so proud of me. I was vegetarian for a meal. I'm like, you ate vegetables for a meal. Am I supposed to be proud of you?
You didn't eat vegetarian for a meal.
No, you just didn't have meat in one of your meals.
I know. Well, you know what? We're two veggies, and I'm sure people listening are thinking, like, deal with it. Like, you know, just let me keep my meat and shut up. And I can understand that.
I'm fully supportive of people eating their meat.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
You eat your meat.
Yeah.
Get stronger, get healthier now.
Yeah. Keep your iron levels up.
Eat lots of chicken and fish and grow tall.
Yeah.
And be healthy.
You eat your meat because you simply couldn't possibly give up meat because it tastes good. I understand. You're allowed to do that. You're God-given right.
Mm.
Yeah, we must be the most liberal-minded vegetarians that are out there.
Probably.
Yeah, let's go buy everyone meat. Let's have a competition where we give away meat. Nothing but.
And give everyone some yupsal.
Give everyone a carton of vegetable stock as well as their meat tray that they're going to win on Asian Pop Radio. Wow, so off track. Chopsticks and BS, Shaz, how are we going to hear it? How do we find it?
After the many discussions, I can totally remember the times, but you tune in to the radio show every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., and then there's something to do at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
Take it away, Jay.
That's okay. Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., the best of Chopsticks and BS, unless you guys do a live show, and then you will do a live version of the show at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, so many fingers and so many pies. Like, you just got to do what you can. You know what? You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
So many fingers and so many pies.
All I heard was pies.
Meat
you
pies. And of course, How to Chopstick on YouTube as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Can we talk about your prize? Can we talk about your prize now?
Yes! Yes! Well, that video is getting uploaded to Asian Pop Radio.
Oh, how exciting. Content for our YouTube channel.
Should we talk about that and the other content getting uploaded, or should we just talk about the giveaway at first?
Well, why don't you tell us about the giveaway now? We might talk to you later on in the week to talk about the other stuff.
24K have generously given us a signed album, and we decided to obviously, instead of keeping it for ourselves, we decided we would give it away to a lucky winner. So I recorded and uploaded a video on Asian Pop Radio, and it's also getting we're also writing a article post on our website and we're going to embed the video there as well. So and so it's going to be a little video there. And then at the end, it says how you can win the signed album and the different ways you can enter as well. So if you go and subscribe to Asian Pop Radio and just go to the YouTube channel as and click on the video, or go to our website and click on the article, you too could have yourself a signed 24K album.
Wow. Boy, we're giving away so much on Asian Pop Radio. Like 50 double passes to G-Dragon and Brisbane, a 24K signed album, meat trays possibly in the near future. Can't ask for more.
No.
All right, Shaz, thanks so much. Don't forget to tune in to Chopsticks and BS at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. Bye, Shaz.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tell us what song we're going to play. You chose it.
Oh, yeah, I chose it because this song is recently gaining quite a bit of popularity. There have been quite a few reaction videos to it. It's a K-rock, so it's not K-pop and it's not really K-indie, it's K-rock.
Okay.
So think like N Flying, CN Blue, FT Island, one reaction video compared it to like early U2 or like Coldplay kind of sound. And it's by a group that debuted already, but then they undebuted, they added some more members and redebuted with a different name.
Okay, wow.
So their new name is The Rose.
Okay.
And this song is called Sorry, and it sounds absolutely beautiful.
Sorry?
Wow, that's a lame joke.
Asian Pop Radio.